Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Roberto Clemente, synonymous with everything that's good in this town, I'll tell you, and around the world, what he accomplished on and off the playing field. And tomorrow, a special dedication. And joining us is Roberto Clemente Jr. And I appreciate you getting up. You say you get up early, you got young children, you got a lot. You're just a dad when it comes down to it. Right, Roberto?
Hey, Larry, good morning. Well, first of all, you know, when you get old, you don't sleep that much for some reason. So I'm always up, early. But, yeah, obviously having kids, they're still sleeping. But I do get them up for school and so forth. But, you know, it's getting up there in age, my friend.
And tomorrow morning, a very special day for your family once again. Tell us about the dedication that will take place on the North Shore tomorrow morning.
Well, Larry, you know, 70 years ago, tomorrow to the date, the relationship with my father in the city started. That's when he made his Major League Baseball debut. This is when he connected his first hit in Major League Baseball, not knowing what the future held and obviously understanding the way it ended, becoming the gatekeeper of that 3,000 hit club. So for us, it's actually a big deal that we're celebrating his first hit at Sports Field, but we're celebrating it at the location where home plate at second base were at Three River Stadium when he hit his last.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, the actual pinpoint spot is there. We're home plate, and that's where you will be tomorrow morning at 10, where West Robinson meets Art Rooney Avenue and Chuck Noll Way. That's near the north side, Gold Lot 1A, for people who frequent the North Shore. But what does this mean to your family?
You know, it means a lot because we know how, you know, Dad really loved the city, how the people, the fans, still love and respect him. He gave it all to the fans. He always said that he owed the fans, the ones that really paid his salary at the time. Obviously, that what was going on, and he felt that he needed to give them their best at all times. He always said, "You never know how much this person really saved to go to a baseball game. This is a baseball game. You're paying your hard-earned money to go and watch men play baseball. And for him, that was, you know, an unbelievable thing, right? So he said, you never know if that person's the first time and last time they can go to a baseball game, and you're going to be out there not giving you your best. That's unacceptable. So he always gave it his best, as all of his fans know, how hard he played in that uniform.
Roberto, I'm sure our listeners would like to know when this ceremony is scheduled and what's going to happen. I know people would like to be there.
Listen, they're all invited. It's open to the public. It starts at 10 a.m. Right there at the location that we just described. And, you know, really just being able to celebrate that starting at 10 a.m. I'm going to be there, hopefully, God willing. But we're going to have Greg Brown, who was the master of ceremonies for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Everyone knows that voice for the play-by-play. Travis Williams, president of the Pirates, and Steve Blass will be always there, always, you know, with his stories, of course. Thank God that he saved Governor Shapiro. We'll be attending as well as Senator Jay Costa, Wayne Fontana, Devlin Robinson, Aaron Abney, and the mayor, Ed Gainey, will be also the president and making their remarks. But and there's going to be a plaque unveiling led by Lynn Martin there, baseball historian, and Matthew Craig, the executive director of the Young Preservationist Association. So we're all going to be there welcoming the people, hopefully be able to celebrate that unbelievable date when this great relationship with Pittsburgh and Roberto began.
And you know what's amazing, Roberto, and I know that you and the family are aware too, that you can literally throw a baseball to where Franco caught the Immaculate Reception right there. There's something magic about that North Shore right in that spot.
It sure is. And, you know, not even a month before Franco's passing, Franco and I were together and we were talking about it. And we were actually discussing how close he was always to Dad, and somehow he always kept missing him. He was never able to connect with him, but that spot right here connects him for the, you know, with the rest of his life or their lives, because those historic moments in terms of, you know, how magical they are for the city of Pittsburgh, the city of champions, which actually I say that we need to get back to those times of having champs in all three sports if we could, right? That would be very magical. But the city of champions will always be the city of champions, and Franco and Dad are together in heaven right now.
And I understand you and the organization are working things out right with that emblem in right field. They're going to find a way to make it right.
The sign is up. Obviously, there's more discussions to be had, and you know, we're looking forward to our next sit down and figure out how to move forward. Hopefully, be able to. My case personally, I think that I would love to be able to see the fans happy with the club and be able to really go enjoy baseball and not have anything to do with outside of baseball to be concerned about. So I'm looking forward to see how we can make that happen.
Save the day too. It's September 12th. That's a Friday, the annual Ambassador's Dinner with the Clemente Foundation. And tomorrow morning again, 10 o'clock, West General Robinson Street between Art Rooney Avenue and Chuck Knoll Way, adjacent to the Northside Gold Lot 1A. Roberto Clemente Jr., appreciate your time. Congratulations to you and the family. It'll be a special moment.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me, my friend. Looking forward.
You got to get back to working as a dad now. You got the babies. You got the kids getting to school. You're a busy man.
Don't make breakfast. Yes.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
That's good stuff. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Yesterday's income tax deadline day, a little hiccup. Keystone Collections, which is one of the agencies that processes a lot of the local taxes. So you have your federal taxes, you have your state taxes, then you have your local and or city taxes. And apparently they had issues with their website. Can you imagine now? You're thinking, all I have to do is hit send and you're done. Well, that is not exactly what happened.
I'm unfamiliar with them. I've not had to file through Keystone. I have other agencies that I
right.
do that with. So,
right, this is one of them.
Where would this be? I mean, what area would it cover?
The headquarters is located in Irwin, where their main office is, but they collect the taxes for local municipalities around the region here in southwestern Pennsylvania. And how about this? Coinciding with Tax Day, a new analysis finds, and this is gonna hack you off, Amazon, Meta, Alphabet, Netflix, Apple, Microsoft, and you know who the leaders of those companies are?
Right.
The so-called Silicon Six. They paid nearly $278 billion less in taxes than they should have over the last decade, according to this organization. The tech giants reportedly paid a tax rate of 18.8%, while other companies the same size paid almost 30%.
Wow.
So what happens next? Nothing. Right now, the numbers come from the Fair Tax Foundation, a nonprofit that investigates corporate tax responsibility. They're not a government agency.
So what do you think it is? Like a combination of gaming the system to gain the advantage, or maybe they had tax breaks that were given them for starting projects in particular areas?
It's a great question. That, you know, somebody should dig
into combination of that or what?
Maybe Elon should dig into that too if he's looking for monies and find out where's the tax. A microbiologist in Chicago has put the so-called five-second rule to test to see if it makes any difference when it comes to eating food that has fallen on the ground.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. And Aaron, you've heard this, I'm sure. Oh, it's the five-second rule or kiss it up to God, right?
Oh, yes.
So something. Instead of a sandwich, the researchers just touched a series of Petri dishes onto a kitchen table for between 1 second and a minute, then counted the bacteria colonies that formed in that time. He found that there really isn't much difference between any of them, suggesting the five-second rule doesn't really count.
It's
just a mentality. You're just tempting fate when you eat crap off the floor.
That is, wow.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And we've all done that, where Oh, it's
yes,
just,
I'll admit it.
Just a quick
Well, you sure? Now, here's the other thing, though. Here's the problem for me. If it's something dry or self-contained, you know, like it doesn't spill, well, then I'm likely to quick grab it and put it back on the plate. But if we're talking about like a piece of toast and it lands butter side down, like it always does, it's in the garbage.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. The food item does matter. A Cheez-It on the floor, no problem.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you don't want to waste a Cheez-It for
God's sake. A mac and cheese noodle on the floor, no.
No. No Cheez-Its. Bankrate is out with a new survey on home affordability, which finds out even amid concerns of a recession, owning a home remains a top priority for most people. If you don't own a home, you want to become that first buyer, first-time home owner. That is a big deal. And they're trying to find more ways to help people do that.
Hey, one other quick economy note, Larry. According to a report on Fox Business website, Honda is looking at plans to move automotive production from Canada and Mexico, some of it, to the U.S. Their goal is to ensure 90% of their U.S. sales are with vehicles produced domestically. Now, this is according to a report in a Japanese newspaper looking at moving production of the CR-V and Civic to the U.S.
You know what would be a great segment, and we should do this, is find out where all these cars are made. You know, very popular names and brands.
I'll give you an example of how confusing it can be. A friend of mine who bought a Rogue just like ours, his Rogue was built in Japan. Mine was built here in the United States. You can tell by the VIN number.
Ah.
That's how you tell.
The fiercely redesigned Nissan Rogue.
I mean, they're identical vehicles, but one was shipped over.
And today is World Leisure Day.
I like this idea.
For whatever that means.
Just tell me I don't have to wear a leisure suit.
Lime green with white piping.
Ugh.
Nice. Yeah, they said it's down air travel from Canada to visit the U.S. 70%, rather. So we'll check in with Michael Bartley later this morning.
I'd also like to talk to Jared Bacher about the impact of Canadian tourism. Visit Pittsburgh should have some numbers on that.
And overall tourism that's taken a hit because people aren't from other countries coming to the USA for various reasons. All right, there's big news on Route 28, and I know that this tragic, wrong-way, deadly accident that happened on that parkway, which is not Route 28, but just a reminder of what can happen, a dangerous situation where you wonder, how does this happen and what can be done? And joining us from PennDOT, District 11, is traffic engineer Stephanie Zolnick. Stephanie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
As I understand, PennDOT is using new technology, and it's going to be a game changer and save lives, no doubt, on Route 28. So what is the game plan?
Yeah, we're really excited to take things to the next level in safety. And throughout the years, different technology has been available to us, and we've implemented additional signage on the locations where we have challenges, especially the 28 corridor, trying to make sure that motorists, as they approach an off-ramp, they don't make the wrong decision and turn onto the ramp and go the wrong way on Route 28. So through the years, we've seen new technology, and we are excited to have a new safety project that we're going to be constructing this season. And what it's going to do is not only are you going to see signs, but those motorists that would traditionally see signs and then turn around, these signs are now going to have detection to see a vehicle that's coming up the ramp the wrong direction. Those signs are going to have LED borders on them, and they're going to light up, try to catch that motorist's attention. And as they're going the wrong direction, that'll give them more indication that they're the ones doing the wrong thing, because that'll only flash whenever somebody's driving in the wrong direction. We're also going to have pavement markings. A lot of studies have shown that as somebody is driving in the wrong direction, they may have some type of an impairment or, you know, some other reason where their cone of vision might be just getting a little smaller. So they might not be seeing those signs as well as a motorist normally would on the side of the road. So we're also going to have pavement markings. We're going to have reflective raised pavement markings that are going to look red to that motorist, so that everything will indicate red, wrong way, turn around now. So that's really good technology to try to keep those motorists from even traversing up the ramp in the wrong direction and getting onto the main line.
Stephanie,
now the additional. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just curious to know, when someone does do this thing in the wrong lane and they're ignoring the flashing, you know, the strobes and what have you, the red markings on the road, who gets notified at that point, and what happens next?
Well, that's an important component of this project. I think for years we've really looked at, well, how can we get that motorist doing the wrong thing to turn around and self-correct? But what we can do now with this project is that information is going to be communicated through fiber optic cables and wireless technology back to our regional traffic management center. We have that staff 24/7. An alert will go off in our traffic management center, capture video, pictures of the wrong way motorists. And it will also automatically send messages up to message boards for motorists driving the correct direction on Route 28 to give them a little bit of advance warning, give them an opportunity to be able to slow down, use caution. And if they do encounter a wrong way motorist, it gives them extra warning, which in these types of scenarios, a few seconds really matter.
And when will this be completed, this work?
So a lot of the construction that you're going to see with new signage, construction vehicles are going to be out this entire construction season, so all of 2025. There's a good portion of the technology that needs to get integrated back to our traffic management center, and all those components are going to take a little extra time. So the fully implemented project, we're looking for spring of 2026 for that to be fully functioning. For the project, for us to really be able to show, the beginning of hopefully changed behavior on Route 28, and also being able to provide additional information for motorists on 28 around, just the end of spring of 2026.
So roughly a year from now, and this no doubt will save lives. Thanks for giving us the details, Stephanie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to share this project with the public. And appreciate everybody's patience during construction operations, because when we do get a safety project, it's very exciting to deploy. And like you said, we're in the mission to save lives.
PennDOT District 11 traffic engineer Stephanie Zolnack on the Big K Morning Show.
Suspected arsonist Cody Ballmer targeted the governor's home over what Josh Shapiro, quote, wants to do to the Palestinian people.
That would describe a hate crime.
I think you're right. The state police report on this, the arrest warrant, also states that Mr. Shapiro's Jewish faith also played a role. Yesterday, tax deadline day, get this one, Keystone Collection Group's website had a message telling tax filers an unrecoverable error has occurred.
So my question is, what do you do if you were counting on hitting e-file and it didn't go through?
Well, I could tell you how frustrating it is to do it through the company I use. Their website is hardly easy to navigate. I can only imagine how frustrating it must have been. And I wonder what happened to the people who had trouble filing a return. And there's a lot of them, by the way. A third of all tax districts in the state use Keystone for the local tax collections. That's a lot of taxes.
We will reach out to the company this morning and see what is the remedy if people couldn't e-file yesterday.
Larry, Sidney Crosby was voted by the NHL Players Association as the league's most complete player. The announcement came out yesterday.
You know, he's pretty good. I'm getting the idea. This is actually incredible for all the young talent that's in the league, for him again to get one of the top among the other recognitions.
Well, but there's several categories, and he also came in first for face-offs. I think he came in first as the smartest player in the league. And then there were some others that he came in the top five. I mean, he was in almost every category.
And
unbelievable.
They asked him which is most meaningful. He said being the most complete player because, you know, he wants to be a good teammate. So we are fortunate and blessed to have an athlete of his caliber in this town.
Amen.
And tomorrow night is his final game for the season as Alexander Ovechkin comes to town And it's also a fan appreciation night at PPG Paints when the Washington Capitals will be here.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.